tzedek. Like, how come the Eibishter appeared to Avraham Avinu and doesn't appear to us? And Tzemach Tzedek answered him that a tzaddik like Avraham Avinu, at the age of 99, makes a decision to circumcise himself, he deserves that Hashem should reveal himself to him. The Rebbe always says what we learn from the story, that every Yid could beg and cry and demand that Hashem should reveal himself to him. In this Sikha, the first part of the Sikha, this is the main akuda. The Rebbe raises the question, every story in Torah is supposed to be there for us to learn something from it, but the answer that Tzemach Tzedek gave, that in itself implies that it's not for everyone. What does the Tzemach Tzedek say? A tzaddik, at the age of 99, and a tzaddik like Avraham Avinu, decides to circumcise himself, he deserves it. That means a person who's not a tzaddik, and not a tzaddik like Avraham Avinu, and not on that level, then it doesn't even apply to him. It only applies to a person on that level that in spite of being such a tzaddik, and he's 99 years old, he's still ready to go through circumcision, that's a great thing. So that is applied to all of us, if it only is shaykh to such a big tzaddik like that. So the main nekud of the sikha is that Vayera Elov Hashem, that Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu, whatever happened by Avraham Avinu, the Rebbe said, in reality, it is already a fact that applies to every Yid. How could that be? The question was that not every Yid has the schus to have this. And the answer is no, not only you don't have to be on Avraham Avinu's level, but actually every single Yid has Vayera Elov Avaya. How does the Rebbe explain it? The Rebbe explained that Vayera Elov Avaya came as a result and connection to Mitzvah's Milah. So every Yid, by going through this mitzvah, that itself enables him to have the schus that Hashem appears to him. So therefore, every Yid already has the Vayera Elov Avaya that Avraham Avinu had. And there was two things about this Vayera. Number one, that the level of godliness that was revealed was much, much higher and greater than what Avraham Avinu had before. And number two, that this level of godliness that was revealed, Vayera, was revealed means it came down lower and it penetrated the world in a much stronger way than what was before. So the Rebbe said, this is what every Yid has, again, through the mitzvah of Milah. Number one, we're zeichet to Vayera Elov Avaya like Avraham Avinu. And number two, this brings down the godliness through the mitzvah of Milah in the body, in the flesh of the body, so it brings it down to the lowest place more than any other mitzvah. So what was the Rebbe Rashab crying about if everyone already has it? He's crying about one point, and that one point is, how come by Avraham Avinu this high level of godliness that was there was revealed to him? He was able to perceive it. And we, why can't we perceive it? In other words, the question about this level of Shekhinah being there, we all have it already. It's a given. So the only thing is, if we have it already, why can't we see it openly? And for that came the answer, in order to see it openly, for that you have to be a tzaddik like Avraham and on that level, and so on. But the truth is that every Yid, in a certain way, could be zeichet to have it on their own level that they could relate to. That's the first part of the Sikha. The second part of the Sikha, the Rebbe now goes on to say how this relates to Mashiach. Because Vayera Elavaya means Hashem reveals himself. But now the Rebbe is saying that the true Vayera Elavaya is when Hashem will be revealed to the whole world. Let's do Yud Aleph. And we'll go through it. I'll try maybe not to say every single word, but we'll try to finish till the end of the Sikha. Because this is a historic Sikha. This is when the Rebbe spoke in a very open way about Mashiach. So again, I won't even read the Hebrew. I'm going to read it straight in English, but you can follow me in the Hebrew. I'm starting from Yud Aleph, page 46, where it says Yud Aleph. We can add how all this is connected to Gula Mitzvah Shleimah de Mashiach Tzidkenu. One of the main prophecies and promises regarding Gula is Le'yikonef Oid Merecha, which means your teacher will no longer be hidden and your eyes will see your teacher. Who are we referring to? Hashem. As we know that Hashem is sometimes called our father, sometimes our mother, Sometimes it's a husband and wife relationship. Sometimes it's a shepherd. And in this pasuk, Hashem is our Rebbe, our teacher. Which is mamish dinyan of Ayera Vela Vavaya. Hashem will be revealed to us. That our teacher, which until now was hidden from us, will be revealed. And then we have the pasuk v'nigla kveid Hashem v'ra'al kol basar, that the flesh alone will see godliness, and that's what's going to be in time when Mashiach comes. So in other words, this is very much similar to what we said about Bris Milah. On one hand, it's a revelation of godliness from a very high level. On the other hand, it penetrates the flesh, and that's what Vayera Lavaya will be when Mashiach comes. This has a shaykhis to Chof Cheshvan. The Rebbe said before, Chof Cheshvan, which is next week, is the birthday of the Rebbe Rashab. So number one, Chof in itself alludes to Keser. Besides the fact that Chof is Begematria 100, the letter Chof, when you spell it out, is Chof Pei. Chof Pei is 20 and 80, is Begematria 100. And in Kabbalah, the number 100 corresponds to Keser. And that's the Malchus of Hashem that's going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. Based on what we said before, that Vayera El Avaya is something which already every Yid has it. All we're crying for and asking for it should be revealed to us. How does this idea apply also to Mashiach? So the Rebbe says, because Mashiach is also something that every Yid already has. You do it, it's known. That within every year there's a spark of Mashiach, which is the Yechida. And this is the spark of Yechida HaKlolis of Mashiach Tzidkenu. So Mashiach is the Yechida of all the Yidden, and every one of us has a spark of Mashiach on a personal level. And that's why every Yid is called Koichav, a star. As it says in the Pasuk, Dorach Koichav Miyakev. So the same word Koichav is the name of Mashiach, and it also refers to every Yid. This goes to show that every Yid has an aspect of Mashiach in them. This comes out more pronounced by children. Because the Chazal say about the Pasuk, Al Tigul B'Mashichoi, don't touch my Mashiach, that it's referring to Tanei Shel Beis Rabba. And why is that? Why are children called Mashichoi? Again, if every Yid has the spark of Yechida in them, which is the spark of Mashiach, so why are children called Mashiach more than anyone else? Yeshleima shebchinas hayichida nitat Mashiach, he bezgalus yeser etzel tenekes. By children, the yichida is more revealed, because the other koiches, the other faculties of a person, are not so much revealed. So therefore, the yichida is more revealed. Like it says that yichida is like the essence of the neshama, the infinite part of the neshama. When a person's intellect is functioning, and the more it functions on a higher level, the more it could interfere with Yechida. Because Yechida is beyond Seichel. So Seichel is sort of an interference to that. Children, that their intellect hasn't developed yet, so the road is clear, and Yechida could be revealed by them in a more open way. And this is something that comes out the more open way through every Yid becoming a shliach. We see in this sikha the Rebbe was almost like a preparation for next week when the Rebbe spoke about the kinnis ha-shluchim and the shluchim. Every Yid is a shliach, because shliach with an additional yud is begematria Mashiach, which means that being a shliach helps reveal the yechida, the spark of Mashiach, in every person. And if all the Yidden, every one of us, reveals the spark of Mashiach within ourselves, through this we end up revealing and bringing Mashiach HaKloli for all the Yidden. So that's Vayera L'Avaya. In other words, just like the Rebbe said before, that it already exists through the mitzvah of Mila, and all we're asking for should be revealed. The same thing also, the spark of Mashiach also already exists, and all we need is that it should be revealed. And if we reveal it within ourselves, Hashem will reveal the Mashiach HaKloli. So this is the real lesson of Vayera L'Avaya. And I guess maybe we can now understand why all these years, starting from 20, 30, 40 years ago, even more, the Rebbe emphasizes this so much. In a sense, this story that every Yid could demand that Hashem reveals himself to him is in different words saying that every Yid should ask for Admosai. Because what are we asking for? That Hashem should be revealed for us, and that the Nitzot Mashiach in me should become Nizgala, and Mashiach HaKlala should become Nizgala. So therefore, everyone should do whatever they possibly can by seeing to it that everything we do is consistent with the Mamed or Matzev of Gula Mitzvah Shlema. In other words, it's again the term of Leben Mashiach, to live with the Mashiach spirit, to see that everything we do is consistent with the way the world will be when Mashiach comes. This is in general, but there's something very specific in our recent generation regarding the day of Chav Cheshvan, the Yom Haledes of the Rebbe Rashab Mazal Geiver. One of the main activities of the Friedrich Rebbe, of the Rebbe Rashab, Butzim Butzim Mekatvi Yediyah. It's an expression in Gemara, which means that, some say it means watermelons or melons, when they're small, you can tell how big they're going to be when they're fully developed, when they're fully grown. So the same thing with tzaddikim. Even though they're very young and they might be little children, but when they're small and they're little children, you can already see the greatness that they're going to reach when they grow up. That when he was a child, we can see what'll be later. And what was later, just like when he was a child, he cried, why doesn't Hashem appear to me? Which is a different way of saying, why doesn't the Mashiach appear? So when he became the Rebbe, this is one of the things that he made an effort to Bayir El Alavaya, and not only regarding himself, that Hashem should reveal himself to him, but for every Yid. And this is through establishing Tem Chit Mimim, the yeshiva where you learn Nigla and Chassidus, page 48. And the Chassidus should be learned in a way that you can explain it and understand it, just like other parts of Gemara. That's called Varyera. That you see it so clear, in other words, when you study Chassidus, that's also a way of God that is being revealed. But when you understand it and you perceive it and you can grasp it and absorb it intellectually, then it's like you can see it with the eye of the mind. That's also considered seeing it. All this that the Friedrich Rebbe, it's known that the Friedrich Rebbe, he revealed Chassidus in a much more, you would say, structured way, and a way that's much more accessible and easier for us to grasp with our minds. It was more philosophical, even though every Rebbe in his generation revealed Chassidus and deep Chassidus, but the Rebbe Shab structured it more in a way like Nigla. Here the Rebbe doesn't say, but another place the Rebbe quotes, or he does say, in footnote 87, that the Chassidim used to say about the Rebbe Rashab that he's the Rambam of Chassidus. In other words, what the Rambam, what Maimonides did for Torah Bechlal, is what he did with Chassidus. Took the concepts, took all the ideas, organized them, structured them, and delivered it to us in a way that we can understand. Hashem will speak to us face to face, mouth to mouth, because Terech Hadashim Iti Teitzei. The Limud Yibayfin Shalei Yilmedu Eidish Yisrael Ki Kulam Yedi Oisi. The essence of Hashem Himself will be revealed. And that's what it means, that the teacher will be revealed and no longer be hidden. So that's first of all the chassidus that the Rebbe Rashab taught. Then there's another point, and that is the yeshiva tem chitvim. This is also expressed by the yeshiva tem chitvim which he established. It's known, the famous sikha that the Rebbe Rashab gave, Kol ha-yaitzel mechemez beis David, that he compared the Talmidim of Tem Chit Mimim to David HaMelech's soldiers, the soldiers of the royal kingdom of David HaMelech. And the truth is that in that sikha by the Rebbe Rashab, referring to his students as Chayil Beis David, of course on one hand you can say it was just a sort of a mashal, but on the other hand, if you think of it in a more precise way, the Rebbe Rashab was really saying that the students of Temche Tmimim are like the soldiers of David HaMelech, which is implying that the Rebbe Rashab in that generation was like the David HaMelech of that generation, and his Tamidim were those soldiers. And what is their function? To go out and wage war, Asher Cherfu Ikris Mashiachecha, which means to wage war against those that blaspheme Mashiach. In the words of the Rambam, that Mashiach is Yilcha Mechemes Hashem, he's going to wage the wars of Hashem, Ad Natzach, that he'll succeed. And that's what it means, Asher Cherfu Ikris Mashiachecha, and the Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Leilam Amen V'Amen. That Amen means this, means the victory of this war. The Gemara says that what's the difference between the one that makes the bracha and the other person that says Amen? The Gemara uses an interesting analogy. The Gemara says that when soldiers go out to war and they fight and they fight and they fight, and then come those soldiers that they finally conquer the land. In other words, there's one stage which is the fighting, but the final stage is the conquering of the land. So basically, the same is with the bracha and amen. Bracha is bringing down Hashem's light into this world, but the one who says amen is like actually conquering the land, which means bringing it down in actuality. So therefore, the amen, the pasuk before, describes the war, and the word amen describes the netzachin in this war. And especially in our generation. Our generation, the Rebbe says, is the third generation from the Rebbe Rashab. So the Rebbe Rashab, he began the era of the soldiers of Malchus Beis David, and our generation, we're finishing that era and completing that era. The era where the soldiers of Beis David are going to bring the Gula b'Pel Mamash Adi David Malka Mashiach. And as the Friedrich Rebbe said, during his lifetime, that the Aveda is already finished, and now we stand ready to be Mekabel David Malka Mashiach. That's what the Friedrich Rebbe said in his time. So how much more so, after all the Aveda that was done after that, over a period of 40 years, that once 40 years goes by, then whatever is done becomes out in a much more revealed way. And especially in our generation in itself, we're not only in the beginning, but we're holding by Shnas HaTzadik. Now the Rebbe is clearly referring to himself. That year was the Rebbe's 90th year. We already finished Shnas HaPeites, which is connected to Mizmor HaPeites. The difference between the Kapitel Tilim Peites and the Kapitel Tilim of Tzadik, which Peites was the Rebbe's Kapitel of the year before, 89, and Tzadik 90 is the Kapitel of the year that the Rebbe was saying the Sicha. That Kapitel Peites talks about Mashiach, and it talks about waging war against those who go against Mashiach. Kapitel Tzadik talks about the building of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, we're at the stage where this war is already victorious and over, and now we're getting ready to build the Beis HaMikdash itself. It's interesting, by the way, to note that this Kapitel Peites, it's from the 18th day of the month. That means that this is the Kapitel that the Baal Shem Tov was born on. He was born on the 18th of the month. So when he was born on that day, it was the kapitel all about Mashiach. This is the kapitel when the Baal Shem Tov started to learn Chassidus with Achi HaShileini. This is the kapitel when the Baal Shem Tov himself became revealed. This is the kapitel that was said when the Alter Rebbe was born. This is the kapitel that we say on Lag BaOmer, which is also Chai Iyar, because that day is connected to Geula. Which, by the way, we also know that the Rebbe's bris was also on Chai Nissan.
And his father
was born on that day. And that's the day this chapter of Tilm is very much related to this. So in other words, first of all, we're in this generation, the third. Second of all, we're already up to Shnas HaTzadik. B'Shnas HaTzadik Nimtzoyim Kura B'Shnas Hoyotei Shnas Nefloiz Bakoil. Nefloiz, the word Nefloiz refers to the wonders of Geula. The wonders also refer to not just wonders, miracles that are going to happen in the world, but Terech HaDosha, the wonders of the unbelievable new insights in Terech that are going to be revealed, which is basically Pnimis HaTerech, called Chain, which is Chachmas Nestaris. In Tanya, very often you find the word, as this is known, the Yedechen. By the way, Yedechen is also Yud Ches. Chai. Yedechen. Why does the word Chen allude to Chassidus? Because Chen stands for Chachmas Nestaris, which means hidden wisdom. This is the way we always knew it. Here, the Rebbe gives another way of looking at it. That Ches Nun doesn't stand for Chachmas Nestaris only, but also stands for Chachma Nifla, like the word Nifla is, wondrous wisdom. In other words, just like a miracle. Why is a miracle called Niflois? Because it's something which is shocking, it's wonderful, it's out of the norm. The Chassidus is also, within Torah itself, it's also shocking in terms of its depth and its beauty and everything it has to offer. It's so much more than what's there in the revealed part of the Torah. We actually find the place where the secrets of Torah are also called Niflois. There's a pasuk in Tillim where it says, Gal Einai Vabita Niflois Mitera Secha. Open my eyes and I'll see the wonders of your Torah. And the pasuk means the Kabbalah, the secrets of Torah. So in fact, in some places it says that this alludes to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Gal Einai. That's why Rabbi Ginsburg made his institution called Gal Einai. Gal Einai, open my eyes and I'll see the wonders of your Torah. The wonders mean the hidden secrets. Why Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was nostalgic on Lag Baomer, Lamed Gimel, the 33rd day of the Omer. And Gal is the same word, Lamed Gimel. So the Rebbe is talking, all the Sikha is going on and on and on, how we're living in a time that's so conducive for this galus of Mashiach. Mishnas Hei Tavshin and Beis Nintzoyin Kvar B'Shabbos Parshas Vayera Shaboy Mudgeshet HaShaychas L'Gula Mitzvah Shlema Shaboy Yishlema Sagila Vayera Vavaya. Now when we read Vayera, what we're really referring to is the ultimate Vayera, which will be when Mashiach comes. And Hashem will be revealed to every Yid, and it comes out on Chai Cheshvan. So Chai is, again, we're reading this capital of Cheifuix Meshechecha. That after the Yidden in our generation have succeeded in Cheifuix Meshechecha Baruch Hashem Leilam Amen V'Amen, and this day, which is Chai, is within 3 days of Chav Cheshvan. So all this shows the connection between the time that we're in and Gula. In footnote 108, the Rebbe says, What's so significant about the month of Cheshvan? The Rebbe brings the famous Medrash where it says that when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan, he finished building it in Kislev, and he finished on the 25th of Kislev. And then they were expecting to make a Chanukah Abayis. Hashem said to wait, and he ended up doing it in Nisan. So the month of Kislev came to Hashem with a complaint that this month could have been hosting such a great celebration and it was taken away from it. So the Eibishter just said to the month of Kislev, I will pay you back, and tak in the tithes of Chanukah, they were paid back. And what happened was that the Chanukah's Abayis was exactly on that day when they finished Chofei Kislev. And the Medrash concludes the same happened with Cheshvan, that Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash in the month of Cheshvan, and Cheshvan should have been the time to celebrate Chanukah HaMishkan, Beis HaMikdash. Hashem said to wait, so they ended up waiting until next year Tishrei. On the 8th of Tishrei is when it began. By the way, that's another thing, we're always looking for a connection to Mashiach, and this year is Tavshin Samach Ches. So a lot of people have mentioned that the letter Ches is related to Geula. So this is another interesting thing, that the first Beis HaMikdash, Eibishter waited till the 8th day of Tishrei, and on the 8th day, that's when it was built. So Cheshvan came with a tainit, Hashem, I lost out on such a great opportunity. Eibishter said, don't worry, when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, I'll make sure that it'll be in the month of Cheshvan. So this is the month we're in, conducive to the building and the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. Here the Rebbe is going through the months that we're in, the month of Cheshvan, the month of Kislev. Kislev concludes with Chanukah. And Kislev is a miracle that happened with oil. And oil is Pnimis HaTeira, Shemesh HaTeira. As we know, that there's wine and there's oil. Wine is more the union of Kabbalah, and Shemen is the union of Chassidus. Whatever goes to Tevis and Shvat, and how every month is related to Geula, Shvat. The Rebbe doesn't go, he just says in the same way the following month. Some people may notice that the Rebbe spoke about Cheshvan, about Kislev, about Tevis, about Shvat, said nothing, he just said the following ones, didn't go into other, and that was the time, other, Chavzayin other was the Chavzayin other. Maybe it's related to that. Yedalad. In this part, this paragraph in the Sicha, here's where the Rebbe, usually it was always at the end of a Sicha where the Rebbe said these words and these inyanim which were like new and unprecedented. Before the Rebbe explained, Shekayemes Mitziusei Shamashiach Benitzit Mashiach Shebekolech Avech Meisrael. Now, what does it mean that we already have a Yera El of Avaya? One interpretation was that every Yid, because of the mitzvah of Bris Mila, every Yid already has the Vayera El of Avaya. The deeper explanation was that every Yid already has Vayera El of Avaya, that'll be when Mashiach comes, because we all have the spark of Mashiach in us. So, besides the fact that every Yid already has the spark of Mashiach in him, Kayemes Gam Mitzyusa Shamashiach Kipshutei. Yichida Klolis. We already have Mashiach literally, who is the Yichida Klolis of the whole generation. Kidu, as it's known, Shebechol Dor V'Dor, in every generation, Noila Dechad is that person that was born, Mizera Yehuda, descendant from the tribe of Yehuda, Shuroyu Liyos Mashiach Liyisrael, he is deserving to be Mashiach. There's somebody that's worthy to be the Redeemer. These four lines are two quotes. One quote is from the Chassam Sefer, and the other quote is from the Bar Tanura. In both quotes it says that in every generation, there's someone there already designated by Hashem to be Mashiach. When the time will come, he will get the message from Hashem, and he'll take the Eden out of Golas. So this means that in every generation there's already, just like every Yid has a spark of Mashiach in him, the actual Mashiach is also present in all times. And if negative things would have not interfered, things that block and prevent Mashiach from being revealed, so the fact that he's here, he was always here. In every generation, there was always someone designated to be Mashiach. But there was something blocking, didn't allow him to become Nizgala. And if those things that are blocking wouldn't be there, one particular person in the generation would become Nizgala as Mashiach. Based on what was said by the Friedrich Rebbe, who is Mashiach Shebedereinu. This is probably the first place where the Rebbe said this in such an open way. The last time the Rebbe said such words so openly and then had it printed and published, that Nasi the Rain is the Mashiach Shabadair, was probably, I think, from then all the way back to Tavshin Memvav. Tavshin Memvav was the first time the Rebbe said it, ever. I mean, the Rebbe said different things, but so explicit, that the Mashiach in our generation is the Nasi of the generation, which is Kveid Kedushas Mei Ruchami Admur, and Tavshin Mem Vav till Tavshin Nun Beis, we're talking about 8 years past, and here the Rebbe said it again, so clearly. Yes, Tavshin Mem Zayin, it was Sukkot's time, the Rebbe also said that the Tzemach Tzedek was Mashiach in his generation, and that the Chassidim always believed that the Rebbe of their generation was the Mashiach Hadar. So the Friedrich Rebbe, who told us that Kvar Nistayim of Anishlam of Kogan Yoni Aveda, Vaimdu Mukhanim Lekabo Pnei Mashiach Zedkenu, we're ready, all ready to receive Mashiach, Harebi Amenu Eilu, in our times, This batla kolam and izvikovim. The Rebbe just said in every generation there was someone designated, but there were things blocking and preventing him from being revealed. Those things that were blocking and those things that were preventing, now they're gone. The kivush shekein. So now that they're gone, yeshna, we now have not only the existence of Mashiach, elagam ha'izgal is the Mashiach. Mashiach is already revealed. V'achshav tzrikin rak lekabel pnei Mashiach sadkein v'pamish. All we need is to receive him, to accept him, and to take him. So we know that this is something which initially, when someone sees this, can be very confusing to them. How could you say that Mashiach is already revealed when there's still so much tzaras going on in the world? So it has to be emphasized, and it can never be emphasized enough because it's so confusing, that Mashiach being revealed and all the tzaras in the world stopping are not one and the same thing. They're connected. One leads to the other, but they're two separate things. Mashiach is the person, and everything else is talking about what's going on in the world, the times. And the example that's always brought is the mashal, not a mashal, but we can compare it to Moshe Rabbeinu. When he went out of Mitzrayim, he was the Redeemer, that he too came out in the open. He was openly identified as the Redeemer. And we know the story that he came and he said the words, Pocket Pocadity. And this was supposed to be the identity of the Redeemer. In fact, the Gemara says, the Medrash says that it wasn't, nobody knew, is this really the right code or not? So they ran to one person in the generation who knew what the right code was. That was Sarah Bas Asher, Yaakov Avinu's granddaughter. And she said, yes, this is the person. Now they knew that Mashiach is here in their generation. But it didn't mean that they went out of Galus, because they didn't leave Mitzrayim until over a year and a half later. And during this year and a half, the tzaras became worse than they were before. So we see clearly that the Redeemer could be revealed and identified out in the open, not just in the open. They went to Parah and said, Hashem sent me that you should let me take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. So it means it was revealed. That's what revealed means. That before, it was a hidden secret. Who is Hashem designating as the Redeemer? Now it came out in the open. It means he's revealed. But it doesn't yet mean the actual leaving the soil and the geographic location of Mitzrayim. And it doesn't yet mean leaving the slavery, because actually they were still slaves. And in the beginning, they were even working harder than before. But nevertheless, there's no sikha yet up until this sikha, even though the Rebbe alludes to it in previous sikhas, where the Rebbe says it's so clear, so explicit, that Mashiach in our generation has already been revealed. And all that we're waiting for now, that we have to accept it. Besignan the Parsha Shavua, to say this in the words of our Parsha, that all we need to do is to receive what's supposed to be revealed. Vayera Elav Avaya, Hashem reveals himself to Avraham Avinu, to all the Yidden. Ve'im benegel l'chol olam, Hashem is going to reveal himself to the world, in this Gashmizdik world. Ve'yeda kol pol ki ata pe'alta, and everyone in the world is going to recognize that Hashem is the creator. In other words, whatever you look at, now you don't see it. But when Mashiach will come, wherever you look, you'll see in it clearly and openly, this is Hashem's creation. It says, L'asid lavei te'ena tzavcha, that the dates, the figs are going to, the figs are going to scream when if someone's going to walk over to a tree, I want to take a fruit without permission, the fruit is going to scream, get away, you're stealing. What does it mean? Is it an actual voice? I mean, Hashem already is preparing us. Today, if you go near a car and try to take the car, it starts screaming. Cars are talking, walls are talking, doors are talking. So I guess it's just preparing what it's going to be like. But basically, it's not the kunz, oh, we're going to hear a fig speaking. The thing is that godliness will be so revealed that even the fig, the physical fruit, will openly reveal that this is something which is consistent with Hashem's will or against Hashem's will. That's what it means. So certainly, Yidden will be screaming out loud, Hine Elokeinu Zeh, that here we see Hashem is revealed. So that's what it means, the Vayera Levaya will be both in the world and certainly to the Yidden, that we'll all see godliness. And therefore, everything in the world will be permeated with Mashiach and Geula, including our eating and our drinking. The Rebbe is saying that we have to now live, we have said this numerous times, in a Mashiach-dik way, which means everything we do and everything we're involved with has to be durganum, it has to be permeated with the spirit of Mashiach. For example, when a person's eating or drinking, Shemishtekek l'sudas l'vyosim v'sha'abar v'yayinam ha'shumar. When Mashiach comes, there's going to be a big suda, a big meal. And by this meal, there's going to be exceptional wine, exceptional meat, and exceptional fish. The fish is going to be l'vyosim. The meat is going to be sher habar, special ox. And the wine is going to be wine that Hashem kept from the first days of creation. Mechal, old wine tastes better. So imagine wine that are 5,768 years old. So when a person is eating, what are they thinking? Normally you think how good the food is. Here you're thinking, I can't wait to have the real good fish and the real good meat and the real good wine. Ad kedei kach shegam l'achra suda, even after eating, nishar roi, if he's still hungry, the suda l'vyosim shabar v'yayinam ha'shumar. In other words, he's so much obsessed with that food that this food doesn't satisfy him, because this is not the real thing. He knows the real meat is going to be that, and the real wine is going to be that. Now the truth is, when you learn Chassidus, you realize that these things are all very high spiritual inyanim. It's going to be why, what the Yayin HaMeshumer is, what the Levyasin is, what the Shirabar is. But nevertheless, it's not a contradiction to say that we'll actually physically be eating meat and fish and drinking wine. But this wine and this meat and this fish will contain in it all those things that Chassidus talks about, Yayin HaMeshumer. Like now, for example, we eat matzah. Matzah is a physical food. But there are amazing things that it says in Chassidus, we absorb when we eat the matzah. The only problem with us is we don't sense it openly. But in reality, we're eating physical matzah, but we're absorbing amazing, amazing ruchnizik things. And the same is with Lasid Lavei, we'll be eating physical fish, physical meat and physical wine drinking, but we'll be absorbing all these high inyanim. Sometimes we laugh, but we're laughing at people that think that the reward will be the tasty fish and the tasty wine and the tasty meat, and that's what it is. And when you say to them, is that going to be the reward? They say, yeah, but you don't understand how tasty it's going to be. It's going to taste so good, it's going to be amazing. That's a very coarse, unfortunate, coarse level of perceiving what Mashiach is all about, that the real pleasure is going to be such wine that you never tasted such good wine, and such fish that you never tasted such fish. What we're saying is there'll be fish and wine and meat, but what we'll be excited about is the godly life that's going to be coming through it. That's only going to be a keli. So the yitain is to the Eibishter, I can't be mekayim the mitzvah v'chalta v'savata v'erachta. I can't be mekayim the mitzvah where it says you should eat, be satisfied, and then you bench your bracha. If you're not satisfied, you eat less than a kazayis, you can't bench. So I'm telling Beibishta, until I have the real meal, I don't feel satisfied. Until Beibishta will sit me down by the table, the suit of Lasid Lavei, and Beibishta will very soon fulfill everyone's request in the suit of this Shabbos that we're sitting now by the Fabrengen, especially the suit of Shlishis, the third meal, Shal Shudas, is connected to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi of Parsha Vayera. And it's connected to this Parsha. It says in the Parsha Vayera, Vayigdal HaYeled Vayigomel, that the Yeled, which means referring to Yitzchak, he grew up and he was weaned from nursing. And he made a big suda. It's one interpretation that's when he was weaned. Another interpretation is actually referring to his bar mitzvah. But the Medrash says, this also comes to teach us that Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Lase Suda LeTzadikim, V'yayim sheyigamel chazdei lezare shel Yitzchak. The word yigamel, which means to wean off from nursing, also has another interpretation from the Lashon Gemilas Chasadim. The Eibishter is going to make the big meal when the time will come to do the ultimate kindness with the children of Yitzchak, which is what? Mashiach. And after they'll be eating and drinking, Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu David, to Kershav Bracha, take the Kershav Bracha. Actually, the Gemara gives a whole lengthy description of how first Avraham Avinu will be honored with benching. And he'll say, no, it's not for me. He's going to refuse. And then Yitzchak, and then Yaakov, and this one, and that one. Everyone's going to say, it's not for me. And then Hashem is going to say to David HaMelech, here you do Kershav Bracha. And David HaMelech is going to say, yes, I will bench. And for me, it is appropriate. Because it says, Kershav Shuas Esav Hashem Hashem Ekra. And I lift my cuss, the cup of salvation. And who is that? David HaMelech says it in Tillim. And Chassidus explains that the cup represents Sfiris HaMalchus. And David HaMelech is Sfiris HaMalchus. Mashiach is Sfiris HaMalchus. The Iker is that all the things we're talking about should be open and revealed in actuality. Mare Betzboi Vayme, we should be able to point our fingers and say, Hine Zeh HaMelech HaMashiach Bo. Hine Kvoy Kedushas Moir V'chom Yad Menasi Dereinu. Hikitz Avranu Sheikh Neofar. Hine Elekeinu Zeh. Zeh Abayi Kelinu Vayi Nagila V'nizucha B'shuasei. Should be the ultimate simcha, the pearl of the goli, to the point that we can actually make the bracha shechiyanu v'kimonu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. The bracha shechiyanu, you can only make when you can actually see whatever it is that is your bracha, that is the thing that you need. So therefore, we can't make shechiyanu. We once discussed, I think in this class also, there's a famous sikh of the Rebbe, connected to a story about the Rebbetzin and her sister, Chana, how they were discussing why we don't make Shechiyanu for Achon Shel Pesach. For all of Yom Tov, we make Shechiyanu except for Achon Shel Pesach. And she said, it's not a Yontov like all the other Yom Tov. On the surface, it appears to be, it's not a Yontov, means it's not as Yontovdik as all the other Yom Tov. The Rebbe in the Sikh explains in a very beautiful way, no, Achon Shel Pesach is about Mashiach. That's why. And being that Mashiach is still not here yet, so tangible, so you can't make Shechiyanu. All the Yomim Tovim, the others, are more about what happened in the past. Something which happened already. So we can make Shechiyanu. But Achon Shel Pesach is about something which is going to happen, you can't make Shechiyanu. That's why here the Rebbe says that this Simcha should be so open, so revealed, to the point that halachically it'll justify to make the Bracha with Hashem's name, Shechiyanu v'kimonu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. There's also an interesting footnote here. The Rebbe says that David HaMelech is the one that did the benching, that it says in Halacha, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that if you don't mention Malchus Beis David in benching, you're not yet to the benching. That's why in benching, we specifically ask for Malchus Beis David to be rebuilt. And Hareinu B'nechmas Sinirecha B'in Yerushalayim Kodshecha. And we also say, we ask for Malchus Beis David in the Bracha Ben Yerushalayim. Okay, so this week is Vayera. So we're giving the Eved another chance to do the ultimate Vayera, which will be taken from Yad Mamash.
Amen.